The preparation for the morning today was made by the groups of Nikolaev and Moscow number 6. We will read an excerpt from the source from Rabash, what to look for in the assembly of the friends. Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome. Let's read it again. Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome. The right of speech goes to Nikolaev.
Дорогие товарищи, любимое мировое кли.
Dear friends, beloved world кли. Today, the coronavirus is providing us with an exceptional opportunity to rise above all of our personal situations, to connect above all our differences and personal preferences, and to deliver the message of unity and love to the rest of humanity. L'chaim Rebo. And let's hear from our great friends in Moscow.
Хаверим, нет слов, насколько сейчас важный момент.
Friends, there are no words about how much this moment is important to the whole world, clearly, how much it is now felt that in the 10, each friend is truly a tremendous force. Rav talks about it, about how we're now advancing, and when the teacher is talking, we need to add to it even a little bit to do beyond human strength. And now we can do it because everything works in our favor. Everything around us, wherever we look, whatever we relate to, it all ends up working for us. So the most important thing for us is now to help our friends take one more step into the Aravut. And let's become responsible for each other. The question for our workshop.
Workshop question. Each one shares with the friends how important it is to him for there to be uplifted spirits in the 10, regardless of whatever state he is in. Again, each one shares with the friends how important it is to him to uplift, to elevate the spirits of the 10, regardless of the state he is in.
The spirit of the 10 is our spirit of life. It is our spirituality. It is certainly without any relation to the state that I'm in. If I am in a good mood or in an ascent, then it's very good that the 10 is also in an ascent. But if I'm in a descent, then all the more so I need the 10 to be in an ascent. And really, everything depends on that. How will I change my state, if not through the 10? Either I give strength through the 10, or I receive strength from the 10 by coming there and annulling. And in such a way, I actually strengthen the 10.
To uplift our spirits means to tie everything that happens to us to the Creator, the Upper Force. There's none else besides Him, and He is good and benevolent.
This truly spiritual work is what distinguishes between a man and a beast. And one who wants to be the servant of the Creator has to rise above his state, has to ask for the strength to rise above his strength. There cannot be any kind of dependency between one's integration in the 10 and his own personal state.
The uplifted spirits, it's not just happiness. It's because spirituality is more important to us than corporeality. The connection between us is more important to us. And therefore, we need to always be aiming, directed towards that connection.
Yes, that the 10 is above everything. This is something that is important to any one of us. It can be felt. And when it is not important, and that also happens, it happens each moment, actually, and there is room to ask for the Creator, so that we should not be confused that within our own strength we can do anything. We should turn to Him so that He will help us build as a 10 for Him.
Yes. Uplifted spirits is one of the most important things a person can give to his 10, to his friends. It's also written that that is something that's always lacking. It's a ground which, if it's fertile, then we can create a connection there regardless of mood. It doesn't depend on how you feel. The opposite, actually. Acting here is the means, because I do something for my friends. It's an action I do for my friends. It's not for me at all.
To integrate in the 10 is already an uplifted spirit between men and the Creator. There is the 10. And if a person comes out of himself and takes one step in the direction of the friends, this is already huge upliftment of in spirit from a state of dead to a state of alive and coming closer to the Creator.
Can you hear me? As Chaim said, it's the spirit of life, it's the 10. That's where life is born, where it develops, where it discovers the upper force, all between the friends. That's our field of work. And it doesn't matter what state one is in, obviously. In whatever state, I yearn to reach the 10, to get strength from them, to give them strength. Other than the 10, there's nothing.
We're not the bosses of the situations that we receive. However, we can make an effort when possible. And sometimes when we get states where the 10 is unimportant, at least the friends give you a reference point. There's someone to turn to, there's a way to turn to them, and you have something to do. The friends seemingly peel you off of yourself, out of yourself.
Everything I do right now with respect to the 10, that determines my next state.
Yes, this matter of peeling off, it's really a good example that you can come out of that peel, the shell you're in, and indeed connect with something that is higher than yourself. Rav yesterday talked about it, that when a person is born, he sees the world through himself. Later on,
friends We raise man for all the friends in the world, Kli. Again, we raise man for the friends in the whole of the world, Kli. Silent workshop. Friends, we will read selected excerpts from the sources on the subject of the work in faith above reason. We'll continue with excerpt 13.
Yes, let's continue our work. One more day, one more day, meaning one more step forward. We are acquiring a few more portions of the upper light that corrects our cleave, that unites us. This is considered that it is correcting us. It is uniting us. And to the extent that we unite, we don't always feel it. And when we get greater connection, however, this is actually what we are going through. Then to the extent that we become more and more connected between us through the reforming light, there we feel our advancement nearing to the Creator. So let's start.